Nearly 8% of Americans will develop post-traumatic stress disorder. PTSD is brought on by violence, events like sexual assault, shootings, car accidents.
Many hospitals around this country don't have systems for diagnosing or treating trauma patients who have PTSD. That's according to a new investigation by journalists with the nonprofit news organization ProPublica.
The report didn't include any hospitals here in the Northwest, but at Seattle's largest hospital, Harborview Medical Center, steps are being taken to get all trauma patients screened for PTSD.
Dr. Doug Zatzik works with trauma patients at Harborview. He's also professor of psychiatry at the University of Washington. We spoke earlier today, and he described some of the most common symptoms of PTSD.
Nightmares, flashbacks, then the avoidance symptoms, avoiding anything that reminds you of the event, social isolation and anxiety, and also a sense like, I used to see myself projecting into my life in the future, but now I don't even think about the future. The last symptom cluster are arousal symptoms, which are sort of symptoms of this fight or flight sort of adrenaline overload. So poor concentration, insomnia, startle, like you hear a car backfire and you think it's a gunshot because you've been shot. So that's the last symptom cluster.
The news organization ProPublica has reported that most hospitals around the country, let alone trauma centers, don't have any kind of systematic screening approach or treatment recommendations for patients who do exhibit symptoms of PTSD. Why is that the case?
Well, I think there are many competing demands in running a trauma center. And understandably, the most important thing is that folks coming in, if they're badly injured, that we try and save their lives. Mm-hmm. And that's the first priority, you know, at Harborview and the nation's trauma care systems, which is really hundreds of trauma centers.
I'm talking to Doug Zatzik. He works with trauma victims at Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. Unlike many hospitals around the country, Harborview is taking steps to get all its trauma patients screened for PTSD. Doug Zatzik, what exactly are you doing?
Well, we're getting there. We've developed a electronic medical record automated screen. So another thing at trauma centers is you have all these competing demands. You have to, you know, get people to the operating room, draw labs, take care of many medical and surgical conditions. So the questions, the classic, you know, the 17 questions that help you understand intrusive, avoidant, and arousal PTSD symptoms aren't always that easy to get to and to ask. So we've developed, and we're not using it routinely yet. We're in stage of implementing it, an electronic medical record screen that allows us to identify the folks at greatest risk for the development of PTSD and saves a lot of time.
So it's one thing to have the policy in place to do the screening. What happens when you say, yeah, you have PTSD? Is there automatically care that's provided?
Well, so here's with the American College of Surgeons. I mean, surgeons are sort of unique individuals. If you've ever worked with them, they're sort of make it happen folks. So, over the past 10-15 years, with alcohol screening and intervention at trauma centers, we've managed to move beyond clinical practice guideline recommendations to actual mandates. So, the American College of Surgeons has mandated universal alcohol screening and intervention at trauma centers. And they back it up. Every 3 years, they visit your trauma center. And if you're not universally screening for alcohol or intervening, you can lose funding and accreditation. And that's where we'd like to get to with PTSD.
Well, on the flip side, if it's mandated that the screening happens, is it mandated that insurers pay to have treatment?
There are issues around payment. But as the mandate stands, even without an insurer's payment, you can lose your accreditation or points towards your accreditation with the college, which, for instance, you know, Obamacare, I can call it that. He called it that in the debates, you know. But if in Obamacare, there are stipulations that if you're not accredited by the college, you can potentially lose government funding. So it's maybe not – we can't get every insurer to pay for alcohol screening, but we can certainly make there be penalties if you don't
– if you don't do it.
Yeah.
You talked about the sort of governmental mandates, the peer mandates to screen. Is there a public health argument for this kind of screening and this kind of coverage?
Yeah, I believe so. I think you know, PTSD, anxiety, depression after a traumatic life event is not just about individual suffering. Many of our studies have shown that the symptoms of PTSD and depression, even after you account for the severity of the injury, are associated with real world function, okay? Whether it's returning to work after an injury or just getting along with your friends and family or even for some reason using like climbing stairs. Some of our early studies in the Vietnam generation linked having PTSD after combat exposure to an inability to climb stairs. So physical function, you know.
You have written that screening trauma patients for PTSD is actually not just a health issue, it's a social justice issue. Why?
Well, you know, if you really look at what America's trauma centers are doing, it's the folks who are most disadvantaged that are coming in time and time again in the low-income communities where there's a lot of violence, or folks, you know, the folks who lose out in the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, the undocumented first-generation Americans, they're going to get their care at Harborview. They're the ones actually who the new health insurance mandates don't extend to. Those are the folks that the underclass, in a sense, that get care at trauma centers. And we will never have a choice about that, even if we, you know, go even more into the red. But that's our mission at Harborview and in the trauma care system around the country.
Doug Zatzik is a psychiatry professor at the University of Washington. He works with trauma victims at Harborview Medical Center. This is The Record with Steve Scherr. I'm Marcy Silman.